The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Tuesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
I know I said that I was leaving.
I like this.
But I just couldn't say goodbye. It was only self-deceiving.
Francis Albert.
To walk away from someone who means everything in life to you. You learn from every lonely day. I've learned and I've come back to stay.
This is from me to you. This next hour, I say,
let me try again.
Give me another hour. I swear I'll make it up to you. Oh, what a show. My goodness gracious. Six minutes.
Well, the Thousand Cousins covered
it. Don't start with me, Al. I got Curtis Ellis. We're going to talk about Donald Trump. Right. And then we got a lot of show. Laura's still in the house. I'd love to chat with her again, but we want to make sure we have time for Representative Chuck Fleischman. And Eileen Fisher's in the house, the matchmaker. Oh, this is what I need. This is just what I need. More alimony payments. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for calling 6 minutes after 9 o'clock. And I see the phone calls. 877-970-2999. So it's very busy here. And we'll get to our balance of nature phone line momentarily, but we wanted to clear these 50,000 watts. We wanted to clear streaming across the United States of America and around the world with Curtis Ellis. Curtis, welcome back to the show. What did Professor Finch ask you to give me a message?
Jack White. Of the White Stripes.
Yeah.
Just recorded Hey Jip.
Boom! Boom. Like recently. See, like, so I knew
in the
this.
Last 45 seconds.
It was originally done by the Felsenfelds back in 1969.
President
of my class, Skip Felsenfeld, long story short. And I'm listening. We cut class. I went to Skip's house. That's where I found Hey Jip on the record. I saw the animals, Hey Jip. And so Al said, why did you? I called my band Hey Jip because
right,
I love
right.
the song, right? Al said, why didn't you call them the Felsenfelds? Okay. Isn't that a better band?
Much better. Yeah. It's got a ring to it.
Felsenfeld. It was a Jerry Lewis movie. Did you know that, Curtis?
Welcome.
Jerry Lewis in
Felsenfeld.
Curtis, I got to tell you, I got to give you a shout out, my brother. You know why? Curtis is senior policy advisor with America First Policies. You're the one man that translates everything that comes out of the administration as good as Larry Kudlow's great on the air.
Mm-hmm.
We love Peter Navarro as well.
Oh, yeah.
Curtis Ellis, you are just crushing it, buddy.
Thank you.
Well, we
thank
look
you.
Online and you objectively, and the word I always have used these last 6 years on the radio, pragmatically laid out the case. And it's all good for America, Curtis.
Right. It's good for America.
Simple as that. And the president in North Korea, I was so proud of the president we know what he's doing. You know, I mean, he shook the hand of Kim Jong-un whacked Kim Jong-chol or gave him hard labor. President Trump doesn't know this. He knows exactly
what
he's doing.
What
it
he's
was
doing.
FDR. It was Winston Churchill with Joseph Stalin. It was
right.
the same thing. What do you think the end game is with North Korea? What are you feeling, Curtis?
Split them away from China, bring them into basically humanity, bring them into a reasonable... I don't think we're ever going to get them to give up their nukes at this point. That's not the first step. That may be the last step.
Yeah.
I've said this for years, that they have this nuclear program as a way to make sure they aren't invaded or there's no regime change, right?
Yeah.
But once they... Actually, the end game is the reuniting of the Korean Peninsula.
Yeah.
Once they start making money with South Korea, well, then who needs the nukes anyway?
The fear I have, and we talked with Lieutenant Colonel McGinnis. We'll be talking with Colonel McGregor next week militarily you know, learning from Peter Navarro and Gordon Chang. This is, mm-hmm. I got a school on this show, man. Yeah. It's, I would have never known this stuff.
This is the Episcopal University.
I tell you what, it is. It's like graduate study in politics when because you got to research.
It's the Episcopal School of Government. You don't need the Kennedy School of Government if you got the Episcopal School of Government.
Oh, man. No taxes. Tax-free, by the way.
Right. There you go.
But once
free college for all, starting right here. Right here today.
On AM 970,
this hour.
The answer.
I'll try again.
If you call now, friends, use the promo code AM 970. But if you give all that power to Moon Jae-in, and to Kim Jong-un, and we step away and put them, I'm afraid, and I think I'm just going along with Peter Navarro would say, or Gordon Chang would say, all of a sudden, wow, you got a unified Korea. Great. Now they're going to go with China, and we're going to be left in the dust.
Yeah, right.
That's a danger, right?
You got to be careful.
Yeah.
That is one of the situations, is Korea's supply chains are tied into China. So when we say on this trade stuff, we want to get the supply chains out of China. Look, every investor right now ought to be asking management, have you diversified your supply chains or are you wholly dependent on China?
Yeah,
because that's
yeah.
not a good place to be, right? But you don't want to move them to Korea because then you're just snapping together the parts that are made in China. So you want to get them back to the United States.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's a problem. We don't want them to go to Southeast Asia. We want these companies to move out of China, but we don't want them to move to Vietnam.
We want them to come
to the United States. States come to, as Julian Castro says, Honduras. Come to Honduras. Come to Guatemala.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, build your factories there. Build your factories in the United States. Come to Mexico. Come to the United States. That way, we solve all kinds of problems. First, come to the United States. We put Americans to work. And if you can't come to the United States and you're looking for cheaper labor, go to Mexico. Go to Central America. So those people aren't coming here in droves.
Full disclosure, so funny, 11 minutes after 9 o'clock with Curtis Ellis with Joe on the radio, is Mike Gallagher just told me, you know, Nike came out with these patriotic sneakers.
Oh, my gosh.
It was great, and I loved it. Then he had the symbol of the colonial American flag.
Right.
This is great. I'm thinking, boom, boom, boom. We can't do that because there might have been slaves around that era. Now we can't use that flag.
Newsflash. There might have been slaves in America.
So Colin,
in case you didn't know, what are they teaching in school these
you
days?
You got to listen to Mike at 10 o'clock. I know. He goes, Colin Kaepernick, apparently the president of Nike now.
But yeah, right.
And I've been railing on this show that Nike, all that they always go about police brutality, the whole argument that Colin Kaepernick, why he kneels at the national anthem is flawed. It's not police brutality. The police go into the stressed areas of the United States of America on domestic violence calls, taking their lives in their hands,
right,
protecting those citizens first and foremost. You never hear about it. Colin Kaepernick saying police brutality. Give me a break.
I want to see Colin Kaepernick try to kneel, if he was in China, kneel during the national anthem of China. How long would there be a Colin Kaepernick,
very good point. Very good point.
Or in Vietnam, where Nike makes all their shoes.
Well, that's the thing I was going to say. They do slave labor.
Right.
Now they're coming to Arizona. You know, the governor of Arizona said, get out of here. We don't want you. After all of that, come on. Because they should be embarrassed that they don't use American labor, yet lecture us socially Nike.
You know, the other side says, well, you know, the pro-Colin Kaepernick side, well, you know, freedom, he has the right to kneel during the national anthem.
Tell that to a veteran.
Yeah, exactly. By the same token, the flag gives him that right, so he should respect that flag.
Oh, please. Listen, out of the G20, Curtis Ellis, what other stories do we have? Tariffs in place. President Xi, the conversation with President Trump, President Xi went well?
Look, President Xi, before they went into that discussion, the Chinese government, this was not an unnamed anonymous source, they put out that they want Huawei, the telecommunications spy agency that's masquerading as a phone company, they wanted Huawei taken off the blacklist.
That's the best description of Huawei, man. That's great. Masquerading as a phone company.
Right.
They're just all-out spies. That's all they are.
That's all they are. It's the telecommunications arm of the People's Liberation Army, right? It's the cyber espionage arm of the PLA. They wanted Huawei taken off the blacklist. They wanted all the tariffs removed. And they wanted Grace Meng, or whatever her name is. No, Grace Meng's she's the congresswoman from Queens. No, Meng something, the Huawei executive who's being held in Canada, wanted her released. Before they would even go back to the negotiating
table. Yeah.
President Trump gave them none of that. None of that. The 25% tariffs are in place. Huawei stays on the blacklist, and she stays in jail in Canada. So he gave them nothing.
Mm.
but a face-saving way to come back to the table by saying, okay, I won't put tariffs on that other $300 billion worth of goods for now. For now. And he said, "This is, I think it's very interesting. This has been overlooked.
Yeah.
Indefinitely postponed. Indefinitely. Now, what do we hear all the time on CNBC and all these places? Business wants certainty. Business wants certainty. Well, they ain't getting no certainty. The certainty they're getting is that the president could put tariffs on China any moment now, could hike them further than where they are. So that's a message to these businesses, these corporations. Get out of China.
Yeah.
Get out of China. You've got the breathing room now.
Yep.
A couple more weeks of these negotiations, which are going to lead to nothing because the Chinese are based on theft. The Chinese Communist Party is based on theft and stealing and, you know, all this
funniest
bad
thing.
Stuff.
I talked to, you're listening, you know, if you're watching, you know. I've always said the Chinese representative came to me and said they thought I was running for office. So they said, we want to build the Gateway Project. And I've talked about it very openly on this program. So I was going to go to some politicians who are actually, you know, proponents of the Gateway Project. And the Chinese want to come in. So I say, because I was very, very suspicious, just having to talk with Gordon Chang. You know?
Yeah.
And Gordon will give you the heads up.
I just saw him yesterday. Yeah, man. He's no holds barred.
Oh, please. So I go, so what do we have to do to have this P3 partnership between New York, New Jersey, in China to build the Gateway Project? I'm thinking, wow, I'm going to make this work.
Yeah.
They go, we want you to use our subway cars that are made in Massachusetts. So then, of course, the story breaks where they're putting all kind of computer, possibly cyber hacking abilities within the cars, man.
Yeah,
you got to be careful of that stuff, too.
Exactly. And if suddenly the subway stopped working.
Yeah.
Oops, somebody threw the kill switch. They pulled the emergency brake in Beijing, and now all the subway cars in America stop working.
It's so true. And aren't we making some...
De Blasio wants to have them put subway cars in New York. What could possibly go wrong with that?
Yeah. You know what? I wasn't aware of it until I talked to you, until I talked to Peter Navarro, until I talked to Gordon Chang. But are they making some military parts, too, I heard? The Chinese are making military parts for some of our weaponry?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Well, when does it...
I know. This is insane. There are so much of our military. We've lost so much of the manufacturing that we are now dependent on foreign sources for everything.
That's
the aluminum that goes into aircraft carriers comes from China.
But that's crazy.
It's crazy. Absolutely.
And this
crazy.
Is what the president wants to change.
Exactly. Exactly. Look, the end game here is to get the industry to reindustrialize America. You've talked about that.
Yes, sir.
I mean,
yes, sir.
Patterson, New Jersey
could
use a little industry.
Come on.
And that's where we have to get. The first step is getting them out of China to realize, look, these businesses, these corporations, they decoupled from the United States, moved everything to China.
Yeah.
And you never want to be, if you're a responsible corporate manager, you don't want to be dependent on a sole supplier because they can just jack up the price. They've got you by the short hairs.
It's
you know?
So true. And what about tariffs that the president seems to be threatening? More tariffs on Europe now? Is that going to happen?
We will see. This, again, is the negotiation. Europe has been very... They run a surplus with us. We have a deficit with Europe. Europe has high tariffs. Europe is very careful. They don't run the deficit with China. And one of the things that happens is China dumps steel into the European Union. The European Union then turns around and dumps their steel into our country. There's a huge imbalance. Every country on Earth has been using America as a piggy bank, really. We have been the market of last resort, and that's got to change. This started at the end of World War II when Europe was a mess. It was a smoking ash heap. And
Who saved them?
We saved them. We saved them twice. We saved them on D-Day, and we saved them after the war by letting them rebuild by selling their stuff into America. Okay, that was great. Worked fine.
Yeah.
That was 75 years ago, okay?
Yeah.
Done.
Yeah. That's true. And President Nixon going to China, which was monumental, but that kind of opened the floodgate to everything coming from China and from Japan into America. And this president's trying to reverse that.
Exactly. Rebalance it. And he made that very clear when he was sitting there. Rebalance the trade relationship between the United States and China. And we can't forget, what is China up to here? They want to replace that international order that we set up, the United States and our allies, after World War II, we created this international order, Western values. They want to replace that with a world order run by the Chinese Communist Party.
Wow.
And Curtis that is Ellis. Not a pretty picture.
You got to, if you Google Curtis Ellis, a senior policy advisor with America First Policy, he's breaking it down, making all the sense in the world. Whew, a lot to get into, man. And we were talking to you before you even went to America First Policy.
That's right.
You were on top of all this.
Thanks to Frankie.
Yeah, Frankie Five Boroughs is the man. And thank you for enlightening us this morning, Curtis. Always give Charlie Fitch our very best, my brother.
And you're looking great as usual. Like that tie.
Oh, you know, it's patriotic. Going into the 4th of July. And red. I need some blue and I need some white. Hey, Piscopo in the morning, 19 minutes after 9 o'clock. You know, we have Representative Chuck Fleischman. Laura Loomer's still in the house. We're going to chat with Laura a little bit. Eileen Fisher, the matchmaker, excuse me, is here. Right now, Debbie Duhaime looking out for you always on AM 970 The Answer. Hiya, Debbie.
Hi, Joe. Thanks a lot. Let's go over to the southbound side of 95 building, getting down toward the area of Greenwich and getting right into 287. Expect some slowdowns on 287 eastbound right at 9A with an accident being cleared as well. We're still seeing slowdowns as you head over to the outbound GWB upper level with construction. The inbound side of the GWB looks okay. And if you're heading to the Lincoln Tunnel, that's going to be about 10 minutes in. Over at the Holland, about 10 to 15. 80 eastbound, exit 34 in Wharton, a collision there to deal with. And traffic is moving slowly on the Cross Bronx eastbound ramp to the Deegan. Still seeing problems there. 10 to 15 in at the Queens Midtown Tunnel, the Edcosh 59th Street Bridge. Heavy on the upper and lower levels getting into town. Stop and go traffic on the LIE westbound at Queens Boulevard. It's a disabled vehicle. Some thunderstorms likely later, high in the upper 80s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Dennis Prager says the president can't win in the eyes of the left.
Their attitude is you attack the president no matter what he does. That's the left's view, period. So if he attacks Iran,
the guy's a warmonger.
If he doesn't attack Iran, then he's not decisive. He's not decisive. Get it?
The Dennis Prager Show. Weekdays at 1, right before Sebastian Gorka at 3 on AM 970. The Answer.
Joe Piscopo here, coming to you from the smartwaytobuy.com studios. If you look around these days, everything is getting smarter. Smartphones, smart TVs, even smart refrigerators. Well, now, after 100 years of the same old dumb way of buying cars, there's the smart way to buy a car. Just go to thesmartwaytobuy.com and see how easy they've made it. With really smart things like the Smart Way to Buy's 110% low price guarantee that ensures you are getting the best price for your next used vehicle. Need a car for commuting to work? Do you have a teenager looking for the first car? Well, then you should definitely visit the Smart Way to Buy.com. It's your go-to place for the widest selection of used cars in New Jersey. Plus, every vehicle comes with a 5-day, 500-mile exchange policy, so you can't lose. Now, that's smart. The Smart Way to Buy. Only at the Smart Way to Buy. .com. That's the smartwaytobuy.com. Anything else just wouldn't be smart.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details. Need cash now? Seems like the more you need something, the harder it is to get, especially when you need it fast. Have you been turned down for a personal loan? Are your credit cards maxed out? Do you have bad credit? One of the nation's largest personal loan networks, GetCash.com, is the place to go when you need money fast. All you need is a checking account and a regular source of income, and you could get up to $5,000 discreetly with your computer or smartphone in as little as 24 hours. There's no paperwork needed to get connected. At GetCash.com, our lenders have lent hundreds of millions of dollars to people just like you. And now, you could get up to $5,000 deposited in your account as soon as tomorrow, regardless of your credit history. Get the cash you need fast at GetCash.com. That's GetCash.com. GetCash.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio. Oh, we got what a show. My goodness gracious. Action-packed today. Representative Chuck Fleischman is in the studio. We're going to go to the congressman in a second. I want to tell you about balance of nature.
Balance of nature is what keeps me going. When I tell you about the schedule, going down the shore, coming back from the shore, I'm going to go back down the shore, 4th of July. I'm going to go see my mama after the show. I'm going to visit Mama Mia, and then we're going to go down the shore. It's going to be, I need the energy. I need the energy. How do I get the energy? Balance of nature. I used to take vitamins. I don't take vitamins anymore. You know why? Ordinary vitamins are made with synthetics, and you eliminate most of the vitamins. Balance of nature is just natural food in a vegetarian capsule with tens of thousands of vital nutrients from 100% whole food plants, fruits, and vegetables. You hear Joey on the radio. A daily dose of Balance of Nature capsules has 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables. You got to try taking Balance of Nature. You know why? You got nothing to lose. Because listen to this, if I can. From now until July 4th, you get 30% discount, a 30% discount, and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Also receive an extra $10 off any additional set of fruits and veggies yet you purchase. And the offer is going to expire soon, so please don't wait. You know what the number is. Come on, talk to me. What is the number? You got it. 800-2468-751. 800-2468-751. Or go, please, to balanceofnature.com. Do not forget, please, the promo code The Answer.
Dennis Prager, coming up at 1 on AM 970. The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Nissan.
Jersey Joe on the radio, 925 on AM 970. The Answer. We're streaming around the world. We're on YouTube, on Facebook today. Hello, hello. Great to see you live on AM 970, TheAnswer.com. Representative Chuck Fleischman, he's a Republican congressman from Tennessee, the ranking member of the House Appropriations Homeland Security Subcommittee, and he comes in the studio, live congressman. Great to have you here, man.
Joe, great to be with you.
Look, you're coming in live, coming around. You said, I'm going to see Joe Piscopo, and everybody said, who? And you're dropping it.
No, everybody said, wow, you're going to see Joe Piscopo. You're the highlight of my New York media swing. Come on now.
It's great, man. Great to have you here, sir.
And good to be back.
And you know, you're a regular guy grounded, but you're a powerful cat down there. I say that Congressman King is a buddy, you know?
Oh, Peter's great. He's a big Met fan, like me.
You're a Mets fan. Look
I am
at you.
A Met fan.
But you got the boys right here. Alan Frank, are you kidding me?
1969. Now, my parents were Yankee fans. Mom was from the Bronx. Dad was from Queens.
That's great.
1920s era.
Yeah.
And stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Murderer's Row in the Yankees. Absolutely. Yeah, Ron Swoboda was sitting right where you were sitting, man.
Great catch in 1969 in right field.
That
That's
the best? Right. That's it. We talked about it. We love anything the Mets. I'm a Yankee fan, but I always respect. Did you see the Yanks play the Red Sox in London? I thought that was great.
It's amazing. They
good
really
for the
are.
Country.
The older I get, the more flexible I get. When I was a kid, it was like, oh, gosh, not the Yankees. Now I've kind of gotten to actually like the Yankees, even though I'm a Met fan.
Your parents will remember the old Yankee Stadium, my friend.
Oh,
yes. There were fights. It was beer thrown. And as the Red Sox showed up, forget about it. It was all out war. And it's not the case. And that's why, to the point we're talking about, in Washington, I don't know how you exist down there now, man, because you're a grounded guy. Lee Zeldin's a great guy. You know, Congressman King, Josh Gottheimer, Democrat, Jeff Van Drew. There's some common sense Democrats. Hey, man, you don't hear about the common sense Democrats. All you see is AOC on the cover, and all she's doing is screaming and yelling. You know, that's crazy down there now.
There's a polarization. There's no question about it. But New York is really blessed to have a good delegation. I'm on the Appropriation Committee. My friend Nita Lowy, she's a Democrat, she's from Westchester County area, does a good job. She works with us. She really works hard to get dollars in for New York State. Of course, I've got the great state of Tennessee, and as most people know, I was born in New York. Raised in New York, Philadelphia, and Chicago.
You're on Syosset? You're on Syosset?
Syosset. I was
on
the island. Absolutely.
That's great,
man. And as I say, I went to Alice P. Willits Elementary, but went to high school in Westchester County in Hastings. But I loved New York, and it's good to be back. But really, Joe, it's an honor to be with you.
Oh, you're most kind, sir. And I'm a pro-military. You know, I always try to be pro-law enforcement, pro-military.
God bless you for that.
I never had the honor to serve. Thank you, sir. But you're on tour for the Coast Guard right now, correct?
We had a great trip with the United States Coast Guard yesterday. We went all over New York Harbor. And I'm so glad you said that. The Coast Guard is actually under Homeland Security. It's not under the Department of Defense. So actually, my subcommittee funds the Coast Guard.
Wow.
Those men and women are incredible. It's the smallest of our branches. And I'm going to say this. When we went through that horrible government shutdown, they were not getting paid. Everybody else was getting paid. They were not getting paid. We worked hard. They've got a great commandant, but they keep our New York Harbor safe. And guess what? They work with New York's finest. New York's police department was out there on the boats yesterday. These men and women are incredible.
Yeah, how about that? Commissioner O'Neill doing such a great job.
Yep.
He comes on the show. We so support the NYPD doing such a spectacular job. By the way, and all the statistics, the lowest homicide statistics today came out since like 1950 or something like that, you know? And that comes from Commissioner O'Neill and the NYPD. So you're the lead Republican, Congressman, on the Homeland Security Subcommittee. Are there any warnings with respect to terrorism that we should know about? I know you can't talk about that, but something we should be worried about at all?
Well, I think
just ever vigilant.
After 9/11, you're right, Joe. We've got to be ever vigilant. We've got a very good system in place in this country. But let's face it, the margin for error is zero because I never want to go through that horrible, sick feeling I saw. I was a lawyer back then, and I was at my desk in Chattanooga, Tennessee, watching the Twin Towers, and it was so sad, and that horrible, sick feeling. I never want to feel that again. I will say this. Homeland Security, we get tremendous bipartisan support. We have bicameral support. What that means, our senators, our representatives, and our president are all working hard to keep us safe. It's too important.
Hey, how about downtown? How have we rebuilt this? Have you seen that?
Oh, my gosh. It's beautiful. When I was a kid, I'd come downtown, and we're talking about late 60s, early 70s. It was dirty. It was run down. Now it's immaculate, and people are so friendly.
Yeah.
Just coming over here, we got a little bit lost when we're trying to find your beautiful studios.
Yes, sorry
you know
about
what
that.
I'm saying?
Everybody says the same thing.
You didn't get the car that we sent?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, the car, yeah, absolutely. You did a great job.
Yeah.
But be that as it may, very nice lady stops me and she says, look, I'm going to direct you.
Oh!
People are so friendly in New York.
Yeah, it's great.
Great people.
And after 9/11, which is a block away, and the ash, if you remember, my goodness gracious, it was feet, several feet. And just how we cleaned it up and with Rudy Giuliani taking the lead. And then Mayor Bloomberg, you got to give a shout out, how they rebuilt Battery Park City and everything. It's great. Hey, by the way, Tennessee, I got to tell you, everybody's moving to Nashville, man. What's going on?
Well, our great state in Tennessee. And, of course, I'm a Chattanooga fan. Nashville is our big metropolis. Yeah, yeah. We have Memphis in the west. It's a big, big, long state. It's a thin state, but it's a long state. My district goes up and down from the Kentucky border to the Georgia border. But Chattanooga, I've got to brag on Chattanooga.
Please.
Greatest mid-sized city in America. Walter Cronkite. When we were kids, we'd watch Walter Cronkite every day. You turn on at night, and he was there. 1969, 1970, he said, Chattanooga, Tennessee, the dirtiest city in America.
Oh.
It is clean now. It is vibrant.
Walter said that?
Yes.
Why did he say that?
Because it was dirty then. It was polluted then. Now it's clean. And let me tell you about my great state. No state income tax. We have a constitutional prohibition against the state income tax. So the good news about it is if you make money, you get to keep money, low cost of living. Companies are coming in. It's amazing. We've got Volkswagen and Amazon.
Wow.
It's booming.
But the tax breaks that you get, I don't understand how Governor Cuomo, no disrespect personally to Governor Murphy, Governor Cuomo in New York, Gavin Newsom in California. We talk about it all the time. I rail about this all the time, Congressman. They overtax us, and we still, how does Tennessee, Texas, Nevada, how do these, Florida, no state income tax?
There you
Yet
go.
They're 10 times the size of all of us, you know?
9 of our 50 states actually have no state income taxes, and the states that did enact an income tax regret it because what they basically said is, well, we'll do away with our sales tax. Take a look at Virginia. They said, oh, we'll get rid of our sales tax. Now they got an income tax, a high sales tax. It keeps going. My basic point is you keep taxes low, keep more money in the hands of the hardworking people, the American people.
Yeah.
Let people spend the money, not the government. Low tax states, low tax countries do the best.
And I mean, in Chattanooga, you agree, and you're friends with Congressman King and Congressman Zeldin.
Peter and Lee are great guys. You know, Lee is a good baseball player.
Whoa. I didn't know that. I know he's a veteran. He plays ball, too.
He's a left-hander like me. At first, I said, hey, you're crowding my space. But I'm a lot older than him. And I said, Mets. He's got Suffolk County. And, of course, I grew up in Nassau County. Great guy, but a talented athlete. Throws left and bats left. And Peter's a dear friend.
But you appreciate when they go after, and you saw John Stewart for the Victims Compensation Fund for 9/11.
Yes.
You support that. It's hard sometimes. People from outside the area, and we're now the wake for Luis Alvarez today, and for people lost with the
after 9/11 illnesses. So many more people have died from the initial horrific attack of 9/11. Will the rest of your colleagues support and fulfill that victim's compensation?
I'm sure they will. And as a matter of fact, that's very near and dear to me because I represent the great city of Oak Ridge. That's where we had the Manhattan Project and the like. It's still a very vibrant Department of Energy site. Great national lab there, but we have a great cleanup mission.
Yeah.
And what we have is a sick workers program. Today, when we work with nuclear weapons, when we work with things, we are much more careful. Years ago, workers used to be exposed to very dangerous stuff, for example, like beryllium and the like, and they got sick and they had no recourse. And we do a lot of constituent service. Whether you're a Republican or a Democrat, you help people. They come into your office. You don't say you're a Republican or Democrat.
Yeah.
If you have a problem, you help them.
Yeah.
And we have a sick workers program in Oak Ridge through the Department of Energy. And we help a lot of people who've been affected by cancer and other things like that. But my heart goes out to the people who were there at 9/11. Just yesterday when I was with the Coast Guard, a lot of the New York police officers who assist them were there, and they were telling me what it was like to be there. Just amazing. Those great men and women who worked so hard in that tragic time.
I did not know Coast Guard under the aegis of Homeland Security.
Homeland Security, yes.
See, I would have worn my Homeland Security pin, man. I should have thought about that today. Yes. I apologize for that. I got one of those.
It's a great subcommittee. We have the Secret Service under us. We have the TSA. Obviously, Border Patrol, so it's a very diverse portfolio.
You never know those things.
That's right.
You know? And you're doing a great job down there, Congressman. Thanks for bringing the Coast Guard to light. Because that's a branch of the military that you almost forget all the time. So what are you doing for the 4th? Going back to Washington, you're going home?
I'm going home to Tennessee.
Yeah, baby,
we're
going to
go in all of our 11 East Tennessee counties. We'll probably stop by in Oak Ridge. And guess what? I get to tell everybody I was on Joe Piscopo's show. So
Will you go out to Syosset? Will you go back to the old school? Do you do that? Do you drive by?
I did that. I took my third son. I have three wonderful sons. One's 30, one's 28, and one's 22.
Yeah, yeah.
And a couple of years ago, I have a cousin who lives in Comac, and she let me borrow her van. I took the LIE out there, and I drove around, rented Teddy Roosevelt's home. It was like being a kid again.
There you go.
And I went back into Alice P. Willett School, and it was amazing. So much had not changed, and it was just a wonderful feeling.
Yes.
I remember my mother, who came from a great Italian family in the Bronx. And,
there you go, Ben.
And I lost her too early. I lost her in 1977 to cancer.
Wow, I'm so sorry, man.
She's buried out in Quorum. I got my mother's religion and my dad's politics, so I didn't do too bad.
Representative Chuck Fleischman, Republican congressman from Tennessee, the ranking member of the House Appropriations Homeland Security Subcommittee. Thanks for your service to the United States, my brother.
Joe, right back at you, and thank you all for what you do.
Yeah, thank you so much, sir. We'll see you soon. Piscopo in the Morning, 9:36. Al standing by with the headline news live and local on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
75 degrees at 9:36. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. A lawsuit filed in White Plains challenges the requirement that campers in Rockland be vaccinated against the measles. The New York Post says the challenge filed by the American Camp Association of New York and New Jersey says camps are being held hostage by having to turn over massive documents providing campgoers are inoculated. The group also claims that there are no assurances that such data will be kept safe. Rockland has had 276 confirmed cases of measles since last October, which prompted County Executive Ed Day to declare a state of emergency. Videotape of the Apollo 11 moon landing could land the owner of that video up to $2 million. Former NASA intern Gary George paid $217 for the tapes at a government surplus auction in the 1970s. Auction house Sotheby's reports that these unrestored, unenhanced, and unremastered tapes are the earliest, sharpest, and most accurate surviving video images of man's first steps on the moon. The tapes, expected to be the biggest draw at Sotheby's Space Exploration Auction on July 20th, the 50th anniversary of the moon landing. In sports, the Yankees open up a two-game series with the Mets tonight in Queens. James Paxton, Zach Wheeler will start. Yankees fresh off a two-game sweep of the Red Sox in London. The Mets, they beat Atlanta Sunday to snap a seven-game skid. Stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Hey, good morning, Al. Thank you so much. Let's see what's happening as you head over to New Jersey Transit. We're still seeing 30-minute delays on the Northeast Corridor due to an earlier stall train at Metro Park. 12 canceled trains this morning because of a lack of engineer availability with New Jersey Transit as well as with other issues as well. Let's go to the Uptown A and C trains. Everything everything running back on or close to schedule on the ANC. If you're going to be taking a ride to 80 East, right by exit 34 in Wharton, a collision there, two lanes blocked, 280 West exit 5. Getting up toward Roseland, a crash, Garden State Parkway North at 130. It's an accident over there as well. We're still seeing problems on the Cross Bronx eastbound ramp to the Deegan. It's an accident on the ramp, and traffic is building for you at the Whitestone Bridge into Queens. Looks like construction over there. Problems on the LIE westbound right by Springfield Boulevard. It's an overturned vehicle. All lanes now subject to closure. 440 north of Victory Boulevard. Accident as well. Thunderstorms later, high in the 80s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Babbel. Ever wonder why Europeans speak so many languages? It's because they use Babbel, the number one selling language learning app in Europe. For a limited time, try Babbel for as low as $3.50 a month and get a whole year of unlimited access. Go to babbel.com. That's babbel.com.
Follow the flag to savings every week at Modell Sporting Goods. Visit your local Modell Sporting Goods store and look for the flags with Mitchell's face to find deals in all departments in the store for 7 days only. These unbelievable deals begin every Wednesday, and you'll find select items at our lowest prices ever. Visit our stores this Wednesday and every Wednesday for new Mo deals. Remember, follow the flag with Mitchell's face to save today and every day. If you want to save big, you gotta go to Mo's.
Savings for MVP members only.
Come aboard AM970's favorite yacht, the Atlantis, this 4th of July for a night filled with memories and incredible views. Board at West 41st Street in Manhattan at 5:15 p.m. and sail out past the Statue of Liberty and up the East River, where you'll experience an incredible view of the fireworks. Enjoy a gourmet buffet, past hors d'oeuvres, open bar, DJ and dancing, all the way until 11 p.m. Sign up with your date, your spouse, your family, or your friends for this unforgettable 4th of July experience. Tickets are just $250 for adults and $225 for children 5 to 12 years of age. Call Captain Fred's office to book today, 212-633-1231. That's 212-633-1231. 212-633-1231.
We're surrounded by noise, bombarded by information, messages struggling to get attention. So many ways to reach customers. Your message needs to cut through and stand out. For the resources and know-how to make it all work, there's Salem Surround. Get started with a free evaluation of your digital presence and some great ideas to increase your online visibility and revenue. Learn more at SurroundNewYork.com. SurroundNewYork.com, connecting you with new customers.
So I met Dr. Ed Romano and had a great chat in our boss's office, in Jerry's office, Jerry Crowley's office. What a great guy. What a great guy. Listens to the show. So he is a dentist, right? And he has Aesthetic Smiles of New Jersey, and it's right in Morristown. I said, Doc, you want to advertise on the show? I said, whoa, I was very, very honored to have Ed Romano, Dr. Romano, come on our show. Because if you're looking for an amazing family and cosmetic dentist, Dr. Romano is your guy. He's your guy. And his amazing team are committed to providing personalized care and customized treatments. And they'll get you in and out fast because they respect you and your time. How about that? Now look at this, if I can tell you this. Oh, for over 30 years of his career, he devoted to providing his patients with the best dental and oral health possible. And there are only a few dentists in the country with Dr. Romano's credentials and expertise. All right? So this guy, you got to go to AestheticSmilesNJ.com. It's AestheticSmilesNJ.com. Or call Dr. Romano. You can talk to him and tell him that you heard him on Piscopo, right? I heard you on Piscopo, Doc, and I want to come over and see him what you could do for my smile. It's in Morristown. It's Jersey. It's an Italian guy. What am I going to tell you? I love the guy, and you will too. Dr. Ed Romano, Aesthetic Smiles of New Jersey. 973-947-7716. AestheticSmilesNJ.com or 973-947-7716.
Everybody knows this guy.
No, everybody knows he can do a radio show.
Joe Piscopo. Mornings, 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
This is the original Hey Jeff right now. No, it's not. It's Donovan.
I'll buy a Chevrolet.
Oh, yeah.
Buy a Chevrolet.
Yeah, baby.
I'll buy you a Chevrolet.
Donovan Leitch right there. The Animals version I knew, but this was the original version. Thank you, Charlie Finch. Thank you, Al Gattulo, for finding that. Hey, so Eileen Fisher, here she is, the matchmaker, looking great. What happened? You banged yourself up with a paddleboarding?
I did. And then I had to go on prednisone because my lip was gigantic. What? However, it did help with chance encounters, which I wanted to tell you.
Chance encounters?
Yes.
Yeah. So how does it help with chance encounters?
Well, I want to explain to you how this helps you, that I was out. Wait. First of all, I'm having a moment. Joe did not compliment me.
What?
I nor walk in here. I'm not feeling good. He didn't go firewall. I'm not feeling good.
Mm. Well,
somebody?
You're so funny. I'm the same way. God, you look
very
great.
Very 5 hour energy. Today,
oh my so. God, you look great.
Yeah, what's going on
I love
in the
this.
Energy here?
I love this. I love this dress. I love this. This nice. And I was just when you just said before we went on the air, you smacked yourself in the head paddleboarding. It was that took
so
my
you
attention.
Can fix it on.
Yeah, exactly. That's the first thing, yeah. Right? And I was on prednisone.
Did I tell you how great you looked?
That's better.
I need
yeah.
my Al has so, to reassure me.
You know what? Remember Austin Powers, the
yeah.
mole?
Yes.
And all he could do was stare at the mole. That's exactly what happened. As soon as he saw that was it, right? He was
fixing it. Paddleboard, baby. Paddleboard, baby.
But here's what I wanted to... Exactly.
Molly.
I would like you to think about the core strength on paddleboarding, what's happening.
Yeah, no, I could... I'm trying to be... You're married, though. I'm trying to be appropriate with the firewall, okay?
Is that good? Here we go.
Is it working at all?
I want to tell you. So here I have this big lip, and yes, I'm married and
it's
everything.
It's not big lip.
You know, he's staring at it now. You're right. Like them all.
Molly,
he's done.
Molly,
you know, you walk into a restaurant or you go out, and the point is, like, you never know who you can meet, who you're talking to, when your guard is down, when you want to meet someone, Joe.
So you're telling him he should bang himself in the lip with a paddleboard?
You know,
and then when the lip goes into the room before him, and then, Joe! Right?
You know, I was thinking that. Molly, you know, I wasn't
Molly,
really thinking
Molly,
that.
Molly. Paddleboard.
You may want to break out into a sexy song now, honestly, okay? My point is that you always say about meeting someone, and I'm teaching everyone now that you got to go out, like I tell my friends, and just go out and never know what happens.
Okay, you ready for this? Are you ready for this one? So 9:45 with Eileen and Joe on the radio. So this is what happened. So I have a business partner. So and she's a lovely gal, but I romantically, you hear that? I can't even verbalize it. She made me. I didn't even tell the boys. It was like a package. It was for Father's Day. As you hear, Happy Father's Day. So we're at the gym and she presents it to me. I don't think she'll mind me telling you this. Well, if she does, it's too late. Listen. I didn't tell you. And I have it in the car. I wanted to bring it in.
Was it heavy?
It says JP on it. It's like a box, an octagon kind of box. I open it up. It's got pictures. You open it up and it comes into a tree. You ever see those things?
Yeah, and you open,
you twist it.
Yeah.
Pictures of my whole life that she took from online. Everything. Me with the kids. Me with everybody. Me all living. She and I together. Oh, my God. The whole thing. And I went, you know... I'm not, no wedding ring.
That's what she's looking for.
I can't, and I wanted to say thank you. It was the nicest gift any woman has ever gotten
Joe,
me.
Because it's the little things. When someone says, you know, I like a bagel with lox, and you see them in the morning, and you remember that, and you do little things. Everyone wants this person to walk in and be that body shape, the personality. You got to think of the little things that make people happy. She went out of her way. To do something, not because you're Joe, whoever you are, because she knew your heart.
She does tell me it all the time. But if you're not interested, and I feel bad, I'm not interested.
Why?
You know,
oh, now she's listening. Great.
No, I don't think she does because I talk about her like this. So she does. They don't want to listen. So I don't know what to do. It's like, I don't know.
Why aren't you interested?
You know, this is a fine question. I just...
Thank you.
Because you're either attracted... Or you're not, and you don't get. You know what I'm saying?
No,
and,
I don't like that answer at all. Attraction comes.
Failed the test, boys.
He failed. Attraction.
But he's in a business relationship with her. Is that a good idea for
him
to be involved?
Well, we're
going to
go back to people that have good friends that they hang out with. We're going back.
So tell
to the
me,
first
but shouldn't
right?
I mean, shouldn't it be organic? It should be organic. You should
wrong.
Feel it.
You know, it builds. It builds. Organic, yes, but builds. When something comes on too fast.
I have time to build.
I tell people when you meet Mason someone. Exactly. Great. Now that was a little bit of a turn off when I'm turned on. Seriously. Now I'm not good. But no, I tell people that, you know what it is, Joe? In your head,
So Jackie Mason complimented you. You look great. You look great. I think you look great.
That's Bernie Sanders.
No. Bernie Sanders. Oh. It's a pathological.
Oh, no.
Jackie Mason.
Pathological liar.
Exactly. No, Joe, you already put it in your head and you put a firewall up.
I did.
And you said, I'm only going to like her like this.
Yeah.
But why put a firewall up? When you meet someone and it's too fast and furious, it's over.
Yeah.
But if someone gets to know you, they're going to be there holding hands with you. You already said, I only like her like this. You're not even giving it a chance.
I am. Between us, just confidentially.
Wait, between only us?
Right. No, nobody just a few hundred thousand people. That's okay. Sorry. But I can't. I just don't. There are women that are age appropriate, that are beautiful, that are nice, and it's business. And I keep it that way, and I don't cross the line. Maybe I'm afraid of being hurt. How about that?
I said that to you. Yeah. I said you put a wall up. I said you put a stupid firewall up. When the
build a wall, and Mexico paid for that.
Not yet. No. But the thing is that you put a wall up. That's your problem. So you're not allowing anything organically to happen or anything. It's your fault.
It's true.
And
I was with my son, Joey. I was in California, and there was this cute Mexican girl who came over. And said, hi, Joe. And so Joey said, I don't know what the president's talking about this wall thing. It's so funny.
Look how he goes away from it.
Diversion.
We're not diverting today.
Right.
We always end up diverting.
Right.
Yes, men and women could be friends. Yes, because there's chemistry or there's not. You have put a wall up against girls.
Can you have
know.
Relations with a woman? Can you get intimate with a woman and still be her friend and keep it business-wise?
If everyone know what it is.
What the deal is.
If you say the deal from the beginning.
Yeah.
If you always listen to what a man says first.
You're very attractive to me. This is only business.
Correct.
Don't get carried away.
Correct.
Wow.
Correct. Be honest.
Yeah.
However, things can change.
Yeah.
You know, because you gotta take down that firewall,
Joe.
You've
you
been
how
hurt
great
too
you
many.
Look? Eileen, what? Tell us. This is great. So, chances are.
My new thing. Chances are. Here we go. Here we go. Break out into the song.
Chances are.
I'm a good dancer. You want to take a dance?
Oh, look out, girl.
Come on, dance with me.
You're keeping yourself in good shape, but there's a firewall because you're married. Putting blinders on. Blinders! Lady! So tell it, chances.
Yes, because I'm now teaching women that when they go out, you never know.
Hi. Welcome back to the show. Are you a lonely person?
Do you really want someone?
We can help you. I need Fisher
to
help you. Yeah, that's all we need. Be good. Then rumors will fly and your husband will kill me. Great. 951, Elite, thank you. Where can we find you, girl, online?
Elite Connections or Heart Match Me on Instagram.
Oh, you're a lot of fun. Thank you, kid.
I love you, Joe.
Great, love you, too. Nice to see you. Debbie Duhame's out there. Debbie and I, we got this conversation every day when I'm with Debbie. Right, Deb?
Oh, my Lord. So much fun. I love how Eileen just calls you right out.
Yeah,
Joe?
Yeah,
give her a chance, Joe.
Debbie, I love you. You know that, girl. Debbie
Duhame.
Looking out for you on the roads on AM 970, The Answer.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Eileen. Good morning, everybody. Let's see what's happening here as you head to the LIE. It's a big mess on the LIE westbound right into Springfield Boulevard. Overturned vehicle, all lanes now subject to closure. LIE West right into Springfield Boulevard. More volume getting out toward the BQE. Over on the Jackie Robinson eastbound into Kew Gardens, an accident on the ramp. At 440 north at Victory Boulevard on Staten Island. A crash over there as well. Whitestone Bridge, busy into Queens. That's construction. Cross Bronx East at the Deegan. Accident on the ramp over there. Inbound side of the Holland Tunnel 10, Lincoln Tunnel 10. GWB looks okay in. Heading to 280 West, out by Exit 5. It's a crash. And kind of busy on 80 East, out by Route 15. An accident in Wharton. Looks like a couple of lanes blocked. Garden State Parkway heading north at 130. It's a crash still working. Well, traffic is moving slowly. Over on 684 southbound at the Hutch, it looks like some ongoing police department activity. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
U.S. Senator Tom Cotton joined Kevin McCullough Radio.
What do we make of Iran from where you sit, Senator?
The president showed restraint last week. Iran's leaders should not mistake that restraint for reluctance. That if any American service member or citizen is harmed by Iran or even one of its proxies, I think the word he used was obliteration would follow.
Sitting senators visit Kevin McCullough. Join Kevin weekdays at 5 on AM 970 The Answer with special airings Wednesdays at 4.
Hi, I'm Valerie Smaldone with news about a brand new radio show Saturday mornings at 9, Bagels and Broadway. I'll be giving you the latest Broadway and off-Broadway news, talking about theater in unusual places, a great restaurant find, a food product that's unusual, having conversations with actors, producers, and the heroes behind the scenes, chefs, entrepreneurs, and more. Join me and some fabulous guests. You bring the bagels, I'll bring Broadway. Saturday morning at 9 on AM 970.
Now, I've always been blown away by folks who are in trouble with the IRS and try and do it themselves. If a doc told you that you needed to have your appendix taken out, would you just wing it and do the surgery yourself? It's not the job of the IRS to look out for your best interests. You need to know somebody who knows exactly what they're doing, what to say, what not to say, how to win. And that's why I recommend the pros at Rush Tax Resolution. A-plus rating, incredible zero complaint history with the BBB. If you've received any letter from the IRS, if you're a 1099, you're a business owner behind on payroll taxes, call my friends at Rush Tax Resolution, 855-IRS-CALL, 855-477-2255. Put an end to the notices, the levies, the liens, the fear of what's next. Call Rush Tax Resolution today, 855-477-2255, 855-477-2255, or rushtaxresolution.com. That's rushtaxresolution.com.
Need to grow your business? Want to get ahead of your competition? Call Salem Surround for full-service digital marketing. Salem Surround. Digital solutions. Real results. Call Greg Cooper at 212-857-9635. 212-857-9635.
It's the AM 970 Weather Answer Forecast.
Some sunshine will give way to increasing clouds today. It'll be very warm and more humid this afternoon with a high of 89. There can be a shower or thunderstorm in parts of the area later this afternoon to this evening. Partly cloudy, warm and muggy overnight, low 73 in Midtown, 66 to 70 in most suburbs. Tomorrow, times of sun and clouds, very warm and humid. There may be a shower or thunderstorm nearby in the afternoon, high 89. For Thursday, Independence Day, partly sunny, very warm and humid, high 87. AM 970, The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Toyota.
Mike Gallagher is next on AM 970, The Answer.
Jersey Joe on the radio. Thanks so much for joining us. George, thank you. I always forget to say thank you to George. Appreciate your expertise, Georgie. Thank you so much. And Matt Sambolin, thank you so much. Laura is back. Laura Loomer is back. Dean, thank you. And our a genius, like I'm an old dinosaur, as a girl sits, I stand up and sit down. Matt Conklin, great job. Thank you very much. Laura, thank you. Before we get out of here, where can we find you now that they ban you from absolutely everything? And you're very popular. Just taking pictures with everybody here, girl. So where can we find you and now that you're banned from pretty much social media everywhere?
Yeah. Well, people can go to my website, lauraloomer.us. I have a byline on Drudge Report now under Rush Limbaugh's name. So subscribe to my website, sign up for my daily newsletter. I'm also on the new social media app called Parler.
Yeah, what is Parler now?
Parler is this new alternative, and it's not as mainstream as I would like it to be yet, but it's still something. And, you know, I'll take anything I can get at this point in time because I'm, like I said, banned on every other platform. And for people who want to learn about tech censorship and my lawsuit against Twitter and CARE, the Council on American Islamic Relations, you can go to freeloomer.com and you can see a lot of the information regarding my social media bans and how executives at Facebook and Twitter were lobbying and taking meetings with members of Islamic terrorist organizations to ban me because of the fact that I'm Jewish and also the fact that I do a lot of work to expose Sharia law in America and Islamic terrorism. So, you know, of course, it's a very serious issue. You have these tech billionaires literally aiding and abetting terrorist organizations.
Who, did you see Tucker's show yesterday? Tucker did a show that should get some kind of a Pulitzer Prize. I tell you, the reporting he did yesterday was great. But he had a guy on. Who started Wikipedia? Frankie Five Boroughs.
Larry Sanger.
He was on. Wasn't Larry on? And he said he's calling for a boycott on July 4th of all social media. Just to boycott it. Take 2 days on Facebook particularly just to go and just say, I'm going to boycott it. How do you get to work? I'm like addicted myself.
Well, of course, you know, we have been calling for boycotts as well. The Stop the Bias movement, which I created, of course, to address social media bias. We had a couple blackouts for 48 hours. And last February, you know, here in New York City, I had another protest at Twitter, and we had people do a boycott for 48 hours. And the day before my protest, Chase Bank temporarily shut down my online access to my bank account. So people need to wake up and realize that it's really serious in this country.
Laura, great to see you. Laura Loomer, thank you for coming in. Frankie, thank you. Albert, thank you. Debbie, thank you. Thank you for watching. Will you do me a favor and go out and make it the best day ever? You know why? Because you deserve it.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.